For many, the Great American Road Trip wouldn't be complete without some camping and hiking in some of the most beautiful spots on Earth. According to the Department of the Interior, more than 330 million people will visit a national park this year, and a lot of them will be driving. But as visitors rush to get away from it all, they are bringing with them some problems from the big city. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
Terrible traffic is probably the last thing you expect to encounter up a mountain in one of the most rural states in the nation. But at Acadia National Park, it's becoming a regular problem.
You definitely want to get early, you know, get up early and, get parked.
Here, there's nobody here. There's like five cars. Yeah.
But if you get here like now, there's cars
now,
parked down the street.
Yeah, like when we did 2 days ago, we got here, what, 11, 12? Mm-hmm. You're lying down the road.
That's Nate Bossy and Ray Penn visiting from Connecticut for the first time. They say the trip was totally worth it for the biking and hiking trails, the mountains, and the wilderness once they were safely parked. Located within a day's drive from the most densely populated part of the country, Acadia receives 3.5 million visits each year. And sometimes there just isn't room for everyone on a given day.
Well, for example, at Cadillac Mountain, which is one of the key destinations here in Acadia, we have 155 parking spaces at the top of the mountain. And on a busy day, we can have as many as 400, 500, even 600 cars vying for one of those parking spaces.
And as vehicles wait for spots to open up, Acadia Superintendent Kevin Schneider says the area can become choked with cars so that no one is able to get through, including emergency responders. It was an especially challenging problem on July 5th this summer. That was the park's busiest day ever, with more than 750 calls for assistance and at least 20 emergencies. Dangerous congestion last summer also led park officials to close the road more than 50 times, which meant visitors were denied one of the park's most iconic views.
And so, you know, that's not the kind of experience we want to be able to provide our visitors.
Acadia has seen a 59% increase in visits over the last 10 years, says Schneider, and a lot of those people are driving into the park. To try to reduce the traffic, Acadia adopted a new transportation plan, which has yet to be implemented. It includes a reservations-only parking system for some of Acadia's busiest spots during the summer months. That's drawn some fire from local residents who fear that they won't get a chance to visit some of their favorite places in their own backyard, such as Cadillac, Sand Beach, or Jordan Pond. Another part of the plan includes more public transportation options. But for that to be successful, park supporters say a cultural shift in attitude may be necessary.
My generation definitely has a love affair with the car, right? And its national parks. Those two things are very much tied up with what it means to be a baby boomer.
David McDonald grew up locally and has been coming to the park since he was a young child. Now he's president of the nonprofit Friends of Acadia, which works to raise funds to support the park. It took a shift in thinking, but McDonald says he started to ride the free Island Explorer bus, and others may also be willing to do the same.
Kids who are in their teens and 20s, they don't have that same attachment to owning their own private vehicle. International visitors do not have that. So I suspect that as visitation grows, if it grows, it's going to be more of those younger folks, international visitors. And those of us who are more old school, traditional, yes, we have to adjust our ways.
Take a right and go about 100 yards.
After driving around the park, visitors often head to Bar Harbor for meals and shopping, creating congestion there as well, but supporting hundreds of businesses in the process. This summer, there's a new paid parking system in town. Cones, ropes, and signs threatening to tow vehicles have also sprung up. And there are now security personnel checking cars at the local supermarket lot.
This way, hon.
Thank you, so sorry.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Enjoy your stay.
From a business perspective, is it possible to, have too many tourists in one place at one time?
I think it's possible to diminish the experience.
Originally from South Carolina, Glenn Tucker was drawn to the area by its natural beauty. He runs Acadia Bike and Coastal Kayak downtown, where he rents gear to visitors. He acknowledges that congestion is a problem inside and outside the park, but he says it's essential that the area remain open and welcoming by offering other ways to see the park, arriving by cruise ship, for example, booking small personalized tours, biking, or taking the Island Explorer bus. And he says it's not just a Maine thing. Other parks and park towns are also facing the same challenges.
This is a typical gateway town. In fact, I was in Jackson, Wyoming, a couple of years ago, and I looked around and I said, this is Bar Harbor. It's just antlers and cowboys rather than lobsters. So there are attractions here, and it's a small area. And I don't know what the tipping point is. And I'm not sure that the Park Service knows what the tipping point is.
But when you do take that Great American Road Trip, they're really hoping it's the sea, the mountains, and the moose you remember, not the parking lot. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.